That's Robin Schulz and James Blunt. I think it's my favourite song at the moment. It's called OK here on Beat 102, 103. Well, my first guest this morning is a man who is legally blind and he's more than halfway through a sailing expedition around the country and is due to dock in the southeast this week. Chris Egan is raising funds for the Irish Guide Dogs and the RNLI and he joins me on the phone this morning. You're very welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Legally blind. Can you explain that term to me and how it affects you?
Well, if your vision is below 20%, your class is legally blind. In my situation is, even though I'm legally blind, I'm not totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
I would be classed as vision impaired. Now, in my situation, what happens is it's my peripheral vision that's affected. So if I look at someone's face, I will see that their right eye or their left eye. I wouldn't see both eyes together. Or if I look at a television screen, I will see a particular corner of it, but I wouldn't see the full screen. But the sight I have in that particular field would be good sight, but it would be very, very limited.
But it's still under 20%. So you have 80% less sight than someone with normal vision.
I would have, yeah.
And this is something that's happened to you over time. Like you saw quite well a few years ago.
Oh, I did, yeah. My actual sight, and even the bit of sight I've left is good. But I just don't have a lot of it.
Okay. So that means you don't drive or anything like that, is that right?
Oh, no, I can't drive. I'm off the road, yeah.
But you can sail?
I can sail, but like that and everything else, I can sail. And to do it in safety, I do need someone with me, like, you know.
Okay. And who is that someone who's with you at the moment as you sail around Ireland for Guide Dogs and the RNLI?
Well, there's four of us all together. There's normally three of us on the boat. Myself, the skipper, Jim Humphreys, David Bevan and Jerry Hutton. David Bevan and Jerry Hutton done the trip the last time with me when I done it for the cancer.
Okay, and because also you're someone who has recovered from a cancer diagnosis as well.
That's right, yeah, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
So you've had quite a rough couple of years, would that be right in saying?
They've been interesting, yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. It's just the bridges we get in life, you
know.
That
is true. That is true. So tell us a little bit, Chris, about what you're doing as you sail around Ireland. You're due to head towards the southeast next week. You're in Kilmarkey, I think, on Tuesday, then in Dunmore East in County Waterford on Wednesday. What was the idea behind this?
Well, I was with the guide dogs. I went up to I applied for a guide dog. I'm a lover of dogs, and rather than being the man with the white stick, I didn't like the idea of the white stick. I said I'd go and get a guide dog. And part of the criteria for a guide dog is that you have to do the long cane training.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up and done the long cane training, and I realized, oh, this thing is very helpful, and it does stop me from falling, and it does do what I need it to do for now. So as I was above, we're talking to some of the people above, they asked, did I ever do any fundraising before? And I said, I did. I said, I sailed around Ireland for the Cancer Society and the RNLI. So they asked me, would I do that for them? And I said, tall order that now, like, you know. But so I made a few inquiries, and a few of my friends from the art club were interested in doing it. And I said, right, okay. I looked at my work situation because I'm still working. And I spoke to everyone, and I thought, right, here goes. We'll give it another shot. So here I am. I left Fines on the 6th of May and we kept going until last Saturday.
And that's where you're from. You're from County Limerick, so you left
from
there.
From County Limerick, yeah. West Limerick, yeah. And we left there on the 6th of... We launched it officially in Limerick on the 1st of May and we stopped off in Fines to kind of stock up and get everything ready. And we left Fines on the 6th of May and we continued. We left... We went to Kilrush. We went to Aran Islands, Clare Island, Inishbofin. We went on up to Broadhaven, Killybegs, on to Tory Island, Portrush, Rathlin, Glass, and then on to the Isle of Man for 3 days.
Oh, lovely.
And on to Kilkeel and down to Skerries and then than the other.
And now you're on your way to the most beautiful part of Ireland, to the south.
We are, of course, yes, we are, of course. But the weather turned a bit there for us this week, so we
had to give up for a while.
Yeah.
So tell us, you've done this round the world expedition before, but now your eyesight has got gradually worse. Am I right in saying that?
Oh, God, it is, yeah.
Has it changed this time round? What are your difficulties? Or are you feeling or experiencing different things now that you have a lot less sight?
Well, you are. It's different because if I go into the boat now and we're open deck and I go in and inside the boat, even though it's the boat is there's good light in it, I still have to use a torch. Even during daylight hours in certain shadows and shades, I would have to be a lot more careful on the deck. Now, luckily enough, I don't have to go up on the deck doing any work on the deck. I can just, everything is fed back to the cockpit, so there are no safety issues there. I can basically do everything I've done before. It's just that I just have to be a little bit more careful about running around the boat like a 12-year-old, you know?
And it's nice being out on the boat again, is it?
Oh, God, it is, yeah. It is, yeah. It's great fun. It's very enjoyable, and it's something, I suppose, one of the reasons I'm doing this is to promote sailability for people that have disabilities like myself of one description or other, but we can still function at normal level. Like, I still work 40 hours a week in a job, like, you know, I work for On Post, and I'm able to put up with me and my condition, and I'm able to work every day, and, you know, I mean, it's about living a normal life.
Of course.
Sometimes when people are diagnosed with something like sight, the white stick is a big thing to get over. Like, you know, people think you're blind or trading as blind when you have a white stick, but we're not blind. We're visually impaired. We're restricted much in our vision. Wasn't that weird? We're not relatively normal.
And tell me, did you ever get the guide dog?
No, I took my name off the list because I'm very happy with the stick at the moment, and it's doing everything that I need. You know.
Okay.
I don't have to groom it. I don't have to take it out to go to the toilet or anything.
You don't have a lovely dog to love, though, I'm afraid.
No, no. But look, there's people in more need of it than I am. That's the way I look at it at the moment.
That is very true. And as we said, you are raising funds for the Irish Guide Dogs. You can search your site on Facebook to get more details on how to donate. It's Gangway for Guide Dogs. You're also raising funds for your much-loved ORNLI as well. And we need to watch out for you then on Tuesday in Kilmore Quay in County Wexford and also in Dunmore East in County Waterford. I hope you're having fish and chips along the way. There's some great chippers in those places.
We had lovely fish and chips in Kilmore Quay last time we were there.
Well, enjoy them again this week or next week. You will deserve them.
I can assure you that's the first place I'll be going when I arrive.
Brilliant. It's good to hear. And it was lovely to talk to you this morning, Chris.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.